Hello and welcome to today's episode of FD Capital's podcast. I'm Adrian Lawrence and today I'm talking about preparing to meet venture capitalists. Here at FD Capital, we're a specialist finance director and CFO boutique. We work very closely with city-based private equity houses and VC funds. And a lot of our work, probably 65% in some shape or form or other, involves VCs or PE houses, either existing investments which need extra financial resources in terms of people, or organisations which are aspiring to a fundraise and are trying to assemble a team fit for purpose. So that's a little bit about us. But talking you through the process of actually meeting up with VCs and getting prepared ahead of time, we've done a blog post about this today, so please read through that. The first things to say is, obviously it's a numbers game, so it's about your financial position and your accounts and your business, but not every VC fund matches up to your organisation. So you have to get your pitch deck right, and you have to try a good number of firms till you find a match, a fund that actually has the funds available and are looking for another opportunity, and one where the sector and opportunity matches their exact appetite. So first thing to say is you've got to be solid with the numbers. The last thing you want to do is pique the interest of an investor VC outfit and for them to pore over your figures and discover something wrong or something that raises alarm bells. So you've got to be slick, it's got to be solid. What they're looking for is the main thing they focus on is the caliber and who the team is. So basically it's about what your idea and concept is and what are the capabilities of the team and their ability to deliver on that. How enticing an opportunity it is closely related to the caliber of the team, and the VCs have got a huge experience in spotting capabilities and opportunities. They look to see how much skin you've got in the game, so if you're only minority shareholders, that's going to be less appealing than if you've got a majority. They look to see how much debt you've got. Then the next thing is they want to look at your business plan, your marketing, your financial model. And really this is where the CFO opportunity for a must comes in. We provide fractional CFOs with a lot of PE fund and VC expertise. So they can come in having a successful reputation of successful fundraising. And they may actually be known to the PE house or VC firm that you're talking to, which will be a big plus all round. You need detailed projections, historic revenue and future expectations, details of your operating expenses, and the cost of acquisition. So a key thing in a business model like this is what it is actually cost to acquire a new business and how many new customer acquisitions you need to achieve your goal. And these are key metrics that you need to have to hand, and they'll be asking if you don't have. So it really is about pulling it together. The actual meeting itself is a lot less onerous than you might see on something like Dragon's Den. It's a meeting over coffee, a chat through your model, and just to see if there's an interest there. If there is, there'll then be more detailed discussions and reviews and due diligence in due course. So if you need help to move your business along ready for an investment, please reach out to us at FD Capital. If you're already along that line and just need a stronger finance person to tick the box, then reach out to us as well. We've got some excellent candidates with a heavy amount of experience in this niche. And if you just need a chat and some advice to put you in the right direction, always reach out to us. We're always happy to help and provide free advice and guidance. Our website, as always, www.fdcapital.co.uk. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of the day.